Warning, we're going 149 miles per hour and the brakes are out. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, May the 28th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
two Florida men lead police on high-speed chases, one in a patrol car and the other in the General Lee.
You mean like from Dukes of Hazzard?
You got it.
Florida woman finds yet another place to hide drugs on her person.
Florida man goes to a comedy club, but he can't take a joke.
And a Florida man steals from the happiest place on earth.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
So we got a story this week from Dukes of Hazzard, huh?
A replica.
Replica?
Not one of the original ones.
Well, they had tons of them.
Yeah. Well, it was a new Dodge Charger.
Yeah, they had a bunch of them because they tore them up so much.
I think that's what kept Chrysler in business throughout the early 80s.
I remember exactly where I was on the debut of Dukes of Hazzard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. At my grandmother's house.
That's cool. I was a little young for that, but I remember.
Thank you, Joe, for pointing that out.
No problem. Do you remember the names of the two cousins that were on the season when...
When they went on strike, that was bullshit. No, I didn't, because I didn't watch it, because it wasn't the same.
It was not the same, and so you don't remember...
I don't remember their names, but it was Bo and Luke, and then it was... I don't remember the cousins, but I never watched them, because those were just... it wasn't right.
Vance and Coy. Yes.
Right. Thank you, Joel, for that trivia.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
The trivia master himself has come through once again.
Absolutely. Yeah, the trivia thing, I got that going on still. Wednesdays in Naples and Thursdays in Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. That I can probably skip that. If you really want to know, go back and listen to one of the other 50 episodes where I talk about
use the same fucking template every week.
Yep. So. Although this one is different. The True Crime Podcast Festival is on Saturday, July 13th at the Marriott downtown Chicago, right on the Magnificent Mile. There are over 80 true crime podcasters coming, including Swindled, Pretend Radio, Court Junkie, Southern Fried True Crime, Corpus Delicti, Class A Felons, B Films, and C Cups. I can't wait to see that one. True Crime Bullshit, Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, Something's Not Right, and lots more, including me, Joel, from Florida Men. This is a full-day event and gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in a large-scale meet-and-greet with several panel discussions and live episodes, too. I can't wait to meet some of my favorite podcasters in person, and getting to meet our listeners face-to-face is something I'm looking forward to, too. To find out more and join the over 400 people who have bought tickets, head to truecrimepodcastfestival.com. I'll see you there. And I'm sure it's more than 400 people by now, because that was a copy they sent me about a month ago, and I just haven't heard back anything new since then. They must be pretty busy.
All right.
So what you got going on this week?
Nothing. Working my ass off.
Yeah. Same here. Nothing you wanna.
I don't know, man. I don't have any funny story. Well, nothing I can tell on the air. But no. I gotta find a thing. So did I say the other week that I was going to be going to? I said I was going to. For a wedding up in South Dakota, right?
Yes.
Somebody sent me a text or sent me a posted on our thing that I need to hit them up when we get up there.
Yeah, that's Katie, our number one
patron. Oh, Katie,
patron.
Okay.
Yes. Not our first patron, but our biggest patron.
We may have to see what we can figure out.
Yeah, my wife is trying to talk me into going up there, too.
For the wedding?
Mm-hmm. I told her if that's...
This is the Facebook page. If it's not the going page. I'm the wrong one. Duh. All right. But yeah. Yeah. Might. I mean, we're going to be up there for 3 or 4 days.
You kind of have to be, because they don't fly in and out
they don't.
That airport every day.
They don't. So you gotta commit.
Yep.
You got to commit to Sioux Falls.
Which is really the southernmost edge of South Dakota. Yeah.
Colorado?
Iowa.
Iowa. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong state over.
I mean, I've gone to Iowa, so that's not too bad. Too cold. So I could probably handle it.
Yeah. No, not me. I'm going to be buying. I got to buy electric socks, thermal underwear.
Electric socks.
Yeah. Electric socks. I got to get my Long Johns, maybe some polar fleece. I definitely got to get one of them Russian fur hat things that they wear in the movies and stuff. Yeah, this is going to be bad. Mm.
I have most of that stuff except the electric socks.
Never had electric socks?
No. I have seen the USB powered gloves that you use, like if you're.
I wouldn't have those. We just had the hand warmer pouch things.
Yeah,
but we did have electric socks at one time. Growing up, when I hunted.
That's the first time I've ever heard of those. Are they battery powered? I'm assuming.
Yeah. No,
you're not plugging your feet into the wall, right? Because that would really limit your.
It would limit your mobility. It limits your range.
Yeah,
really more than anything. Yeah, that would be a bad idea.
It's like talking on the phone in the old.
And they don't. They never came up
tethered
with
to the wall.
Yeah, they didn't come up with a Tesla. You know, a Tesla coil that can shoot the electric beams to it. So
right.
We don't have that.
No Qi chargers.
No. No, we're not. All right, shall we get started with this?
Yeah, I might as well just jump right into it.
This one's a long one. You going to make me read that one?
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right, let's get into this week's fantastic stories from our heroes in Florida. Story number one, Florida man torched his ex-wife's house before fleeing in a replica of the General Lee. A Florida man is accused of setting fire to his ex-wife's home following a domestic disturbance before leading police on a high-speed chase in his vehicle painted to resemble the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard. Oswald Piera, 44, of Morriston, Florida. Now, where's Morriston?
I will look that up. Oh, Marion County.
Okay, so where's that?
By Ocala.
Okay. Faces several charges, including fleeing and attempted to elude law enforcement, and three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon following the incident at the house in the southwest Marion County on May the 14th. Well, where's arson in all of these charges?
That's a good question.
The state fire marshal's office was also investigating whether to bring forward arson charges against him.
Okay, there we go. Right, investigation pending.
My bad.
They're holding him for the
assault
with a deadly weapon, which is, I'm assuming, is the car.
I don't know. We'll find out. Let's see. Marion County Sheriff's Department said they were called to the address after Oswald began threatening his ex-wife, Marcia.
Marcia.
Following the argument, Oswald is alleged to have poured gasoline around the home and set it alight.
On fire, yeah.
The suspect was then spotted running away from the blaze after accidentally setting his pants on fire. So he poured the gasoline and he got some on his britches and then he let him on fire and his fucking pants went over, got on fire?
Yeah, you know,
is there a video of this?
I don't know. I've started to take your task at these, Phil, and not really read the stories before I put them in. I just look for a good headline. I think, you know what, that's going to be good enough. And then copy and paste the story in without really looking at it. That one surprised me that he set his own pants,
pants on fire.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
He said he was going to burn this house down. No, this is quote, he said he was going to burn this house down. Wasn't going to let me have anything, Marcia told Fox 35 in Orlando. I ran out of the house. He stayed and set it on fire. Then he ran out. He was on fire himself.
What a dumbass.
Police said Oswald suffered burns to 50% of his body, including his legs, arms, and back. No one else was injured in the fire except two dogs were rescued from inside. Quote, it was horrible. The flames were shooting through the roof, neighbor Shirley Gravel told Click Orlando. I feel bad for the children because on top of everything else they're going through, now they have to worry about their family members and what they're doing. After allegedly starting the blaze, Oswald is accused of getting in his Dodge Charger, painted to look like the iconic vehicle from the popular TV series, and escaping the scene. Please tell me he hit the horn when he left. The 44-year-old was eventually captured after he ran into his mobile home in Levy County. Oswald, a former horse jockey, was sent to Shands.
This just gets better and better. So he's short.
You don't see many tall jockeys. A former horse jockey was sent to Shands Hospital in Gainesville to receive treatment for his burns before he was arrested. His ex-wife claimed that Oswald, who was previously charged with aggravated domestic battery, was abusive toward her throughout their marriage. We were married 20 years. He's always been abusive, she said. I never thought he'd want to leave his children homeless.
I don't think he was thinking about the kids.
I don't think he worried about the kids at that point.
Yeah, no.
20 years, he's always been abusive, and you ain't never decided to do nothing until now?
Just, well, and she didn't really leave him. The cops took him away.
The cops still, yes, true.
I bet when he gets out, he's coming right back. Well, he's not coming back to that house because it's burned there. Down.
Flames are shooting out the roof and out his pants.
Oh, my God. Oswald.
Might want to check a couple videos out on how to light a fire with gasoline.
How to not pour the gasoline on your pant leg before you're doing it. And if you do, change your pants before you light the match. God damn.
Deputies chased Oswald through Marion and Levy County at speeds up to 100 miles per hour. He later ditched the Dodge Charger and jumped into a white SUV and continued to flee.
A white SUV. Was that Golden Eagle Jeep?
Yeah, was that Daisy's?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean,
Where did he find a white SUV? He jumped into it and took off on it.
Who knows? Maybe he stole that, too. They didn't charge him with
car theft, so he must have had him. I don't see where they charged him with car with theft.
Maybe
Daisy picked him up on the CB at Channel 19 and she called over to him. And
I'm gonna leave it on the corner of
Main
Street and
tell Uncle Jesse I need some I'm gonna need some diversions.
Roscoe P. Coltrane is on the trail.
Yep. Tell Cooter I'm gonna need some work done on the Charger after this is over.
Oh, Oswald. All right, we're going to move on now to story number two. Florida woman brought drugs into jail between her breasts because she forgot they were there.
So we've had anal smuggling, we've had hoo-ha smuggling,
and you got to have them between the tits now.
Yeah, we covered them up. Now we got them between the boobs.
She's
got
to. I mean, she must be stacked if she can squeeze them in there and they stay. A Florida woman accused of introducing contraband into a Florida jail told investigators that she simply forgot about the stash of sedatives nestled between her breasts, according to a police report.
I like the way they use the word nestled.
Yeah, well, that's really the only thing you can do between the breasts is nestled, right? Isn't it? Rachel Newberry, age 51, was busted Friday evening on a warrant charging her with violating terms of a probation sentence she received earlier this year in connection with convictions for theft, battery, larceny, and fraud. A post-arrest pat-down located no contraband on Newberry, who reportedly was warned that the introduction of prohibited items into the Pasco County Jail would result in a felony charge. It was after Newberry arrived at the Land O'Lakes lockup that jailers located 3 clonazepam pills.
No, 13. I'm sorry,
13 clonazepam pills between the defendant's breasts. Between. Okay. I mean, she was 51. I would think maybe under.
No. She got bra on. She pushed together. Got some cleavage. She probably had a push up on him, shoved down in there.
All right.
I've seen women shove all kind of stuff down into bras. Telephones. I like cell phones all the time.
Do you ever work at a cash register and have a woman pull out
money
sweaty dollars out?
A sweaty dollar out from under a boob?
Ugh. Yeah, that's disgusting. All right. Newberry replied that, quote, she forgot she had them, unquote. Newberry added that the pills, for which she did not have a prescription, belonged to her husband.
So she stole them.
Either that or she was holding them for him. Hey, baby, I got a treat for you. It's hide and seek on your pills.
Come and get it.
Newberry was charged with illegal possession of a controlled substance and introducing narcotics into a detention facility, both felonies. She is locked up in lieu of $12,150 bond. The smuggling of narcotics into the Pasco County Jail has been of increased concern since a male inmate died earlier this year of a drug overdose and several other inmates overdosed on methamphetamine that somehow got into the facility.
Just
somehow got in.
Somehow.
Up in somebody's ass.
Maybe they cooked it in there themselves.
Yeah, I don't know that they could get all the ingredients they needed.
Probably puts out a smell, too, that the jailers would have picked up on.
Yeah.
Well, so we've got between the boobs.
All right. There's not too many other places that
they can
have
them. I think there is.
We had the one that had some in her weave, too.
Oh, that's right. We had it in the hair.
Yep.
Had it in the hair.
I think the only things we haven't had are between the toes and in the armpits.
Yeah. Or in baggies in their lips or something.
Oh, yeah. In the ears.
You can't get a pill in your ear.
You can get one in there.
Get it in. How you can get it out? But then he'd been like, what? What? Can you speak up?
No, that's my hearing aid.
All right.
I need that.
Oh, here we go. Another speeder story. Story number 3. That's Trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. Shirtless Florida man leads troopers on a 149-mile-per-hour chase in a stolen FHP cruiser. He couldn't get that one more mile per hour out to hit round numbers.
It's got a governor on it.
Does it?
Won't let it hit 150.
Really, it pegs out. A shirtless Florida man stole a highway patrol trooper's car and led a chase reaching nearly 150 miles per hour on the turnpike. Shane Jensen, a 22-year-old Largo resident, is accused of stealing the FHP vehicle on May the 2nd. The incident began when a trooper noticed a shirtless man who appeared to need medical assistance on the side of the Florida turnpike, FHP said.
You got to watch this video too.
I've seen it. I saw it on.
Did you?
Yeah, I've seen it. Just bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, he looks like the guy you'd see shirtless on the side of the turnpike that would steal a car.
The trooper spoke with him for a few minutes and then went to speak to a Florida Department of Transportation road ranger. Video released Friday shows. At that moment, the suspect saw an opportunity. According to investigators, he jumped behind the wheel and drove away quickly as a trooper yelled commands he ignored. Video shows. I don't think he's going to listen to you while he's peeling out. About 10 minutes later, troopers set a roadblock, stifling traffic further down the turnpike.
Stuck
in gridlock.
Who paid to be on the turnpike so they would get there faster.
Stuck in gridlock, three law enforcement officers approached the stolen cruiser with guns drawn. One tried opening the passenger side door. The driver accelerated through the road shoulder to escape. He came across a roadblock and made a U-turn. Dashboard cameras show the car thief weaving through traffic at 120 miles per hour while troopers chased him from behind.
That's usually where they chase you from.
Yeah,
they don't usually chase you in front of you.
No, that would be following, not chase. Yeah, I mean, you can't chase from the side. A driver.
Eventually, you'll end up either behind them or in front of them if you come from the side.
The driver would eventually run over a spike strip, swerving to a stop. He left the vehicle, hopped over the highway's median, and ran into a wooded area through oncoming traffic. The genius was arrested in the wooded area, officials said. No one was injured in the incident.
That is amazing that nobody got hurt because he was driving like a freaking maniac.
And then he ran over a spike strip.
Yep.
Good Lord. So what have we learned from this? If you're going to be on the side of the road looking like you need help, have a shirt on. That's what I learned from this. Always wear a shirt.
That's been my rule.
Most of
my life.
Yeah, is it?
Keep your shirt on.
Keep your shirt on?
Yeah. Nobody needs to see this.
see all this handsomeness there?
No.
Food fight! Oh, we got another food fight.
We got another Florida man food fight.
Every week now we got food fights?
We've skipped a couple weeks, but they're back in full force, I think. A Florida man was charged with battery after he pulled his girlfriend's hair, kicked her down the stairs, and slapped her in the face with a cheeseburger. Sheriff's Department deputy said,
"I'm not laughing at the abuse.
You're laughing at the
cheeseburger."
Martin County Sheriff's deputies said 30-year-old Kyle Jameson Jones attacked his live-in girlfriend when things between them didn't go his way. Jones allegedly woke her up by slapping her with the burger and attacked her as they went down the stairs. When deputies arrived, the victim was upset and covered with cheeseburger particles, authorities said. Jones would only say the two got into a verbal dispute, but refused to say whether he got physical with the victim. He was charged with battery and taken to Martin County Jail.
The victim is still picking sesame seeds out of her hair.
Where'd this pickle come from? God damn it, Kyle.
That smell.
He knows I don't like mustard.
Dog. I think of a lot of things in the house to pick up if I was going to go after somebody, but a cheeseburger wouldn't be one of them.
That is a weapon of opportunity.
Give me some.
Story number four. Florida man calls 911 after, quote, Middle Eastern, unquote, comment was made at a comedy show. An audience member called 911 after attending comedian Ahmed Ahmed's show at the Off the Hook Comedy Club on May 12th in Naples.
Ooh, hometown.
Yep. The caller said Ahmed asked the audience how many Middle Eastern people were there, according to a 911 call released by the Collier County Sheriff's Office. The caller said about, quote, 25 Muslims, unquote, were at the show, claiming to be from Iran and Iraq. Later, Ahmed allegedly said, quote, we could organize our own terrorist organization, unquote.
That's exactly what you want to say at a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
Down here.
Yeah. Quote, I don't know if it's fear, racism, ignorance, or Islamophobia, or whatever you want to call it, unquote, Ahmed said. It's unfortunate that somebody was very adamant about making a point to make a 911 call.
So was this guy? Was he a bomber? Was he a Ahmed? Was he a bomber?
No, he was a comedian.
Okay.
The person admitted to the dispatcher that they called deputies because they felt uncomfortable after the comment and asked if something like that should be said. This is our second week of First Amendment stuff going on. The caller was concerned Ahmed would say the same comment again in a later performance. Quote, I think he said, I don't want to misquote the joke. He said, I knew there was at least one of us in here. Then he pauses and then he goes, comedians, of course, comedians, said Brian Spina, Off the Hook Comedy Club CEO. And so everybody in their mind thinks that he's going to say something like a terrorist or something. But he says comedians, and that's the joke. So I think the guy wasn't even paying attention. Calling 911, not even about something the guy said, but something that he imagined him to say.
Yeah.
Ahmed posted about the incident on Twitter saying, quote, an audience member called 911 on me because they feared for their lives over a joke I told on stage. That's never happened to me or any comedian, I believe. Fucking crazy, man. The cops were even like, what the fuck? I'm super sarcastic. If you know me, most people who know me understand my sarcasm. Maybe some people just didn't get it, Ahmed said. He attached a video to the tweet with the owner of the Off the Hook Comedy Club and two Collier County deputies. The video has been viewed more than 40,000 times.
Well, one thing he had going against him was his name was Ahmed.
True.
And he was talking about terrorists.
But he wasn't. That was the whole thing.
Do you not even know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about the Jeff Dunham puppet.
Yeah. Ahmed the terrorist? Was he like,
I kill you!
I kill you!
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I just wanted you to explain it.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. You drug that one out. You look at me like I'm stupid. I'm like, surely you know what the fuck I'm talking about. You can make me draw you down, bitch. It's pretty easy. I just got to draw a stick, man. Story number five. Florida man threatens to behead six police officers, eat their eyes and tongues. What? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I messed me up. All right. A Titusville man threatened six Melbourne police officers during a parking lot dispute, saying several times that he would, quote, cut the officers' heads off and eat their eyes and tongues. An arrest affidavit states. Now, I will say I have never eaten human eyes or a human tongue, to my knowledge.
Human?
Now, I would... Well, yeah, well, this is human.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know where, I would not even consider that as an insult or even that I would come out that, I'm going to rip your head off and shit down your throat.
Okay.
But I've never heard, I'm going to eat your eyes and tongue.
I've heard eat your heart out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I've never heard of, why would he even think to, anyway, let's figure it out.
Okay.
Ken Freeman, 50, remains incarcerated on an $18,500 bond at the Brevard County Jail Complex after the incident, which occurred outside Dick's Sporting Goods at the Melbourne Square Mall. He faces six counts of threatening death or serious bodily harm to law enforcement officer, one count of felony assault, and one count of battery. The incident began after Freeman and another man made obscene hand gestures at each other while driving west on New Haven Avenue. Freeman followed the motorist into the parking lot.
He got mad because somebody flipped him off.
That's when Freeman exited his vehicle with a large silver and black knife, struck the man in the shoulder with his fist, and held the blade against his right ear and said, I'll cut your fucking head off in front of your family, the affidavit states.
Well, that escalated quickly.
That did. That got out of hand. Melbourne police responded to the scene where they said Freeman threatened to behead them and eat their eyes and tongues.
I've heard of eating, like, beef tongue.
Yeah.
But I never heard of...
Human tongue.
Pork tongue.
Freeman will be arraigned June the 13th at the Moore Justice Center in Vera.
Okay. Yeah, he...
That was road rage that escalated extremely quickly.
Yeah, he's... I think the victim there is lucky that he had a knife and not a gun, because I had a feeling he would have just come out shooting.
All right. Oh, it's time for our weekly fabulous Florida fact.
It is. Phil, I'll let you do the honors of picking our... two numbers this time.
All righty. I'm going with my lucky number, 274.
274.
Yep. That's what I got.
All right. 274. In 1986, Bob Martinez was elected Florida's first Hispanic governor.
Okay. That's it?
I believe so far that he's been the only Hispanic governor to this point.
That's it?
That's it for number 274.
Joel, these are, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but these are,
I didn't write the book.
I know, but wait, maybe we should come, is there a Florida dad joke thing? Oh, I did. I did hear one today. My boss had it on his dad joke calendar at work. Uh-huh. What's the last thing that goes through a bug's head whenever when he before he hits a windshield? His ass.
That's a good one. I like that one. All right. You want to pick another number?
As much as I would love to, Joel. Okay, one more.
All right.
And we may have to. Yeah.
Oh, we're not retiring until we get through all the numbers.
How many are there?
There are 400.
Oh, dear God. That's 259. That'll take us 3 years.
That's my point.
All right. What's the last one?
459.
All right. 458.
Sanford is the celery capital of the world. Crunch. It literally says crunch.
It literally says crunch?
Yes.
Where's Sanford?
Northeast of Orlando.
And that's, I guess that's where they grow celery?
It's the celery capital of the world. Story number 6. Florida man arrested for stealing $14,000 in costumes from Disney World.
No.
Yep. A former Disney employee.
So.
A former Disney employee was arrested Friday after he stole about $14,000 worth of costumes and memorabilia from the back rooms of the Magic Kingdom and Epcot, according to an arrest affidavit.
What's the world coming to? The happiest place on earth, and they steal the costumes? Yep. Which costume does it say?
It does. Patrick Allen Spikes, age 24, is facing burglary, grand theft, and trafficking in stolen property charges, the Orange County Sheriff's Office said.
So he stole them and put them on eBay?
No. Deputies began investigating in August after the animatronic Buzzy and its clothing, including a bomber jacket, headphones, and green hat, went missing from the closed Cranium Command attraction at Epcot. Spikes became a suspect when he started posting pictures of Buzzy on his Twitter account, at Backdoor Disney, the affidavit said.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
He stole the costumes, posted pictures of the costumes on his Twitter account,
mm-hmm.
with under the hashtag Backdoor Disney.
Oh, no, that's his account name, Backdoor Disney.
Backdoor Disney.
Yes. How did he get the stuff out of Disney? Took it out the back door. He denied stealing the items when he talked to investigators in November and became combative, resulting in a resisting arrest charge. In December, detectives learned Spikes sent pictures of other stolen items to another employee, which allowed detectives to get warrants to search his home and seize his phone. They found numerous photos of stolen Disney items and transactions over PayPal. The affidavit said the stolen items included wigs, skirts, and jackets. The affidavit said timestamps from the phone and employee entrance logs show Spikes and a family member went to the Magic Kingdom on July 31st. They used underground tunnels to get backstage at the Haunted Mansion attraction where they stole the items.
They have underground tunnels at Disney?
Oh, yeah. Do you ever notice when you come into Disney from when you get off the boat, you have to go up like a ramp or some stairs to get to the main street? Mm-hmm. That's because they've got it built up two stories. It's actually all at ground level, but they've built the whole park basically up two flights of stairs.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah. That's how they get everything. You know, you never see anybody like moving inventory from one place to another through the streets. It's all done underground. More trivia.
Well, that's actually more riveting than other shit you've been bringing up every week. That's actually interesting.
Okay. Investigators said they went to a nearby 7-Eleven where they took pictures of themselves wearing the items. Records show Spikes received about $30,000 via PayPal from two people between July and September, the affidavit said. The items are worth much, much more on the black market than in actuality, detectives say. Detectives identified one of the buyers who said he sent about $9,000 from Spikes for 18 unspecified items. The man's name is redacted from the report, but he was cooperative during the investigation and said Spikes told him he got the items legally, according to investigators. Detectives are still investigating and trying to track down all of the stolen items. Spike has since bonded out of the Orange County Jail. Since bonding out, he's posted several tweets making light of the situation. He could not be reached for comment. Something tells me the judge ain't gonna like that.
Yeah.
They don't usually like when you make fun of the fact that you're...
Yeah, this is not going to work out well. I hope he doesn't have backdoor tattooed on himself anywhere.
Yeah.
That's exactly where he's going to be.
He's going to be backdoor prison.
Yeah, that's where he's going to be getting assaulted from.
You better keep one of them wigs.
Damn.
Boy, you got a pretty mouth.
that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Colin, Koneth, Erica, Heather, Jessica, Katie, Matt, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, The Hidden Staircase Podcast, and Travis, and our newest patron, Kurt.
So, yeah, Heather was our first patron and subscriber, and she is actually down during this recording, which was, once you hear this, it'll be the week prior, is down here on her honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we are bad hosts because we said we would sort of go over there, and we didn't.
Well,
but I didn't know she was coming. She came on a Sunday and left Saturday and left on a Friday. That was weird. I can't go there. We ain't going over the first day of our honeymoon. That's just creepy.
Yeah. She's got other things she needs to get done.
She got to worry about other shit right then. But then she's leaving. If she was staying this weekend, I might. Well, no, this is Memorial Day weekend.
Maybe she could come over and see, you know, play trivia on Thursday night.
Exactly what they want to do on their honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a Palmetto Grove while waiting for a panther to fall asleep.
So on that note, we need to look at the video.
Okay.
It came across today on the Collier County Sheriff's Facebook page, I think. This couple in Collier County down in Naples area, or this person, thought somebody was trying to break in their vehicle. They saw the door opening and closing. Two bears got inside their vehicle and ripped the son of a bitch to shreds. Destroyed it.
Yeah, that's usually what bears do when they get into. Yeah.
They got in the car, in the truck, actually, and destroyed everything. All right,
Does insurance cover that?
Oh yeah, well it's on the it's not Nation. Who is that?
Farmers.
Farmers, yeah.
They're going to have a statue of a bear at the next commercial. Yeah.
And as always, we'll finish tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. A mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him.